Lord Jesus, gloriously risen from the dead, we worship you as our ever-living Savior. Accept the Easter hallelujahs we sing to you this day as we rejoice with believers, saints, and angels in the knowledge that you have come forth triumphantly from the grave and are alive forevermore. Your resurrection fills our hearts with peace and joy because it proclaims to us the forgiveness of all our sins, comforts us in our sorrows, and makes death our entrance into eternal glory. We praise you because of the hope you have brought us. Fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit so that we remain steadfast in our trust in you and in your saving word unto eternal life. Amen. We sing the opening hymn, and the congregation is invited to stand on the fourth stanza. Welcome to all of you on this Easter Sunday in the name of our resurrected Lord and Savior. Pray the Lord's Holy Spirit may be poured out upon us abundantly as we worship our risen Savior in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We follow the order of worship as you find it printed in your service bulletin. We continue with the confession of sins and announcement of forgiveness as printed. Lord God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Heavenly Father, we are gathered in your house on this holy morning in repentance and in joy. We are conscious of our many sins against you, which you laid on Jesus when he suffered and died on the cross. We confess all our sins and plead for your mercy. Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for the sheep and has taken it up again. All our sins are forgiven. Because Jesus lives, we're saved. We have new life in Christ. Amen and hallelujah. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
The Lord's right hand is majestic in power. The Lord's right hand has shattered the enemy. In the greatness of his majesty, he threw down those who opposed him. The Lord will not abandon me to the grave. He has made known to me the path of life. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
Thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you conquered death and opened the gate to eternal life. Grant that we who have been raised with him through baptism may walk in newness of life and ever rejoice in the confident hope of sharing his glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be dominion and praise now and forever. Amen. For our scripture readings on this festival of the Lord's resurrection, we'll be sharing a harmony of the various gospel accounts of our Savior's resurrection as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Mary Magdalene saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance, so she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. Now we'll continue with the song by our Sunday school children. Because of an illness that one of our children is suffering, we'll have a very small group today singing. The other women entered the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." And they remembered his words. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Next hymn. When they heard Mary's report, Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. he saw and believed. They did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. We sing the next hymn according to the outlined arrangement in the bulletin. Note that the pastor will be singing portions and then the congregation joining in on the words in bold print. Christ has arisen, alleluia. Rejoice and praise him, alleluia. For our Redeemer burst from the tomb, even from death, dispelling its gloom. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. For 3 long days the grave did its worst, until its strength by God was dispersed. He who gives life did death undergo, and in its conquest his might did show. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. Mary returned to the tomb, and she stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw 2 angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken away my Lord," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." See for yourselves, the tomb is all bare, only the grave cloths standing there, only the grave cloths. Jesus is living, alleluia. Go spread the news, he's not in the grave. He has arisen this world to save. Jesus' redeeming labors are done. Even the battle with sin is won. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. The other women were returning from the tomb, and suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So they went and told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Mary Magdalene also returned to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them those things he had said to her. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, you are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Christ has arisen to set us free. Alleluia, to him praises be. Jesus is living, let us all sing. He reigns triumphant, heavenly King. Let us sing praise to him with endless joy. Death's fearful sting he has come to destroy. Our sin forgiving, alleluia. Jesus is living, alleluia. I invite you now to stand as we confess our Easter faith, our faith as Bible-believing Christians, according to the responsive confession of faith in the bulletin based on the Apostles' Creed. In God the Almighty Father, we believe. And in our Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son,
one with the Father and with all believers one,
conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Virgin lowly,
he was crucified and died for sin, yet ever holy.
He was raised from the dead and ascended to his throne. With all the saints, the Holy Spirit, we confess.
Life-giving Lord, true source of holiness.
His church he builds with sin-forgiving word. Amen. Follow now with the next hymn, I know that my Redeemer lives, according to the arrangement as outlined.
Thank you.
Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our risen and exalted Lord. Amen. God's word for our consideration on this festival of Christ's resurrection is found recorded in Matthew 28, the first 10 verses. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." So far the text. The name of Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, dearly beloved Easter congregation, when was the last time you paid a visit to a cemetery? Maybe on the occasion of the funeral of a loved one. Maybe you have a tradition of visiting the final resting place of dear ones on the Memorial Day holiday or the anniversary of their passing. When we visit grave sites of loved ones, a spouse, a father, mother, grandparent, friend, what thoughts generally course through our heads when we are there? Isn't it natural, of course, that we have a sense of still of loss? We miss that person. The times we had together, the fun things we did. Perhaps also we might even think to ourselves, if only I could just see them again, hear the sound of their voice, spend more months and years in their company. Well, on this Easter morning, we want to consider a very comforting thought of Scripture, that it is just because of the events in a cemetery long ago that we will spend more time with loved ones who have fallen asleep in Christ, and not just a little time, but limitless time. And not only with them, but our highest joy as Christians is that we will spend more time, in fact, a life of perfect joy forever with our beloved Savior Jesus. Our text is Matthew's account of the Easter story, the events that transpired on that very first Easter long ago. Early on Sunday morning, we read how there were these two Marys who walked out to the cemetery where Jesus' dead body had been laid to rest. It is not mentioned here in Matthew, but the other gospel writers inform us about the reason that they were going out to the burial site, and that was to carry out what they thought would be the last act of devotion they could show toward Jesus. Joseph and Nicodemus, the two courageous men who got permission from the governor to take Jesus' body down from the cross on late Friday afternoon, had wrapped Jesus' lacerated corpse in linen and then had laid it in the tomb. And it was all a rather hasty performance of the burial that they had carried out. And then they put Jesus' body in that cave hewn from a rock near the execution site. So the ladies, what their plan was now, was to go out and do a more complete job of embalming Jesus' body, doing it upright, the best way possible for their Lord, whom they had faithfully served and dearly loved. You can imagine how they were feeling as they trudged slowly the path out to the cemetery early in that morning darkness, similar to the feelings that we have when visiting graves of loved ones. Profound sorrow, melancholy, deep sense of loss, minds dizzy with grief, thinking how we miss Jesus. If only we could spend more time with him, do things for him like we did when he was with us. If we could just hear the sound of his voice and listen to the lovely lessons of the word that he had shared with us. But their heaviness of heart, their depression, was about to be changed to deepest joy and highest euphoria. For as they drew near the graveyard, as we heard, all of a sudden they felt that earthquake, ground shaking under their feet as God's angel descended from heaven to push away the heavy boulder blocking the tomb's entrance. And the angel, shining with the brilliance of heavenly glory and dressed in gleaming white clothes, then said to the two women, "Fear not. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen as he said. See the place where he lay. Go quickly now and tell the disciples. He's risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you to Galilee, where you'll see him." And as they hastened away from the tomb to go tell the disciples, the exciting, too good to be true, but it was true news, the Lord himself appeared, probably said something like, "Good morning, how are you? Greetings." He did say that, we know that. "Greetings, ladies." And then transformed in this way their glum, gloomy depression to the highest happiness. Friends, it's what the risen Savior Jesus continues to do for us today. He changes for us the darkness of Good Friday, where we witnessed in spirit his gory, gruesome death on the cross for our sins, to joyful Easter brightness and happiness, assuring us by the gospel message of his atoning death on the cross and triumphant resurrection that death had no ability to hold him, the Lord of life, the Almighty Savior, in its grasp. And it cannot keep those who trust in him as Savior in its grasp either. As the hymn writer wrote, "The foe was triumphant, the devil went on Calvary, the Lord of creation was nailed to the tree, and Satan's domain did the hosts shout and jeer, for Jesus was slain whom the evil ones fear. But short was their triumph, the Savior arose, and death, hell, and Satan, he vanquished his foes. The conquering Lord lifts his banner on high. He lives, yes, he lives, and will nevermore die." We won't either, at least not in the full sense of that word death. We have been given the victory, haven't we, over death. It has lost its sting along with our risen Lord. For us, it's only a sleep or a nap from which he will rouse us. And then we'll spend more time with him. In fact, even now, Before then, we get to spend more time with Jesus, don't we, during the days of our earthly pilgrimage, as we gather around his word, here at his house, in worship, in Bible class, in family devotions that you conduct at home. How does that passage go? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of you. When you open your Bible and read the words of eternal life, the Holy Spirit caused to be recorded there. That word that he uses to fortify your faith connection to him and bless you with the resilience you need to meet life's challenges. You have any challenges? Health related, work related, family related? Yes, we all do. The Lord uses his word to bless us with victorious Christian living, knowing he's guiding our life, with direction for our lives as we live as his people in a spiritually confused, trouble-filled, crazy, evil world, buoying up our spirits with his golden promise also that we're going to spend more time with dear ones who have died in him, and that when he calls them from this life into his heavenly presence, it's not goodbye. See you later. Remember how Paul wrote to the Christians at Thessalonica, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep or grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. On that glorious day to come, he will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we Christians who are alive on that last day, if it should happen in our lifetime, we'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be ever with the Lord, with all the saints who from their labors rest." Did you notice also, friends, the special term that Jesus used to describe his disciples here in this Easter text when he had his rendezvous with those ladies on the road that day? He said, "Do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And so too, the risen Lord, very great comfort, isn't it, to think about how the great God of heaven, our Lord and Savior, considers us to be his brothers and his sisters, his family members whom he loves, with whom he intends to spend a lot of time with us every day now, providing us every day with our earthly needs, and then all our soul needs throughout the duration of our earthly pilgrimage by his precious gospel, and then finally taking us to himself, where we will be taken care of in a very special personal way, one-on-one way, when we're at his side in heaven. This is the blessed assurance that Easter gives. And one other thought, a very important one, that we want to draw from this text. We're told how that when that angel of God appeared and spoke to the women, he instructed them, "Go quickly and tell his disciples all about how Jesus has risen from the dead." Focus on that word, tell. So in other words, don't keep the news of your risen Savior, his glorious victory over death and the grave, a secret, but share it. That's a good reminder for us as Christians that Jesus' gracious will also for us, his family members, is that we who have heard the good news of his Easter victory, we who have become recipients of the blessings of God's grace, his gifts of forgiveness and eternal life in Christ, tell these things, speak these things to others around us as the Lord blesses us with opportunities, friends, family members, neighbors, people we work with. Also good to keep in mind that we are privileged as Christians to spread the good news of Jesus, of his death and resurrection for us, sometimes without even saying any words, by the lives that we are leading for his praise, by the Christ-like attitudes that we project in our associations with others. And also think about another way that we can encourage and foster the ministry of the gospel, the prayers that we offer to the Lord for our Christian missionaries. Like, for example, the third missionary that recently was called and sent over to Tanzania, just taking up his ministry there, Pastor Bruce Nauman, and our other Christian missionaries, and our local congregation's ministry work here in the Denver area, praying that the good news that we have a living Savior who loved us and gave himself for us, he was dead but is alive forever and is going to return to receive us to himself. Lord, help us to spread far and wide that message for the blessing of many souls. So may the Lord grant. He bless the message of Easter in our own hearts for our comfort and encouragement. And may it also then be a message that we seek to share for the comfort of many others, the good news of Christ, our living Lord. Amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Savior Jesus Christ, we praise you that by your suffering on the cross, you endured the very agonies of hell in our place, and that by your death, you've reconciled us to God. But on this day, we especially thank and praise you for your resurrection from the dead, for it proves that you are God's Son and seals your sacrifice as full payment for our sins. O Jesus, may we never cease to praise you with our hearts and lips for all that you've so graciously done for our salvation. Ever-living Lord, as you were raised up and glorified in your body, raise us up by the Spirit from spiritual deadness to trust you with all our hearts and to serve you in all godliness all our days. Fill our hearts with joy as we look with longing to the day of your glorious reappearing, when you'll raise all the dead from their graves. Comfort us with the knowledge that on that day our vile bodies shall arise in the likeness of your own glorious resurrection body. Our Savior, we need you every moment of every day. Be with us and shower on us your promised grace and blessings. As our exalted prophet, instruct and encourage our hearts with the gospel of forgiveness and help us grow in our faith and knowledge of salvation. As our exalted high priest, hear us when we pray in your name and intercede at our Father's throne in our behalf. As our exalted king, watch over us day by day, protecting us from all danger, guarding and keeping us from all evil. Preserve us to your heavenly kingdom by granting us daily repentance and renewal of faith. Jesus, our beloved friend, whose continual presence has been promised us, be at our side in all our troubles. Give us strength to bear them and wisdom to overcome them. Grant us grace to endure every sorrow that comes our way, and courage to cope with life's challenges. You are the help of the helpless, who lifts up those who are fallen. Therefore, comfort and relieve us according to our individual needs. And as we travel the hard road of suffering and sorrow, may we learn to love you more and eagerly await the treasures you've reserved for us. All this we ask to the glory of your name, O triumphant Christ, who lives and reigns forever. Amen. We join to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The choir will now present their Easter anthem. And please note that the congregation is invited to join in on the fifth and final stanza. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever.